What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Day-Day needs to leave, doesn't he, Mike?
Dude, I just looked over the glass. I'm like, what are you doing here? Day-Day's got a 7 o'clock boarding.
No, 7:09 boarding.
Yeah, which means you got to go.
Oh, what? Well, I was going to have him check the TSA.
Well, let's check it right now. You're playing with fire, Scarecrow.
He asked us earlier. He says, my wife is asking me if I'm going to make it on time. Then he asked Mike and I. We've done this. We've stressed about this kind of thing, leaving the station on time, trying to get – we're in Midtown. So you say, well, I'm halfway there. What Mike said is right. You're not anticipating all the things you're going to run into.
Sometimes we have people that stop up the gates. We have two gates to get out. We have a Peachtree entrance. We have a 14th Street exit. And sometimes people don't have a valid credit card. They can't get out of the building. So, and or the parking pass malfunctions. So, Day-Day, I just think you're writing a check, son, with your body. Your ego can't cash, or your wife won't be able to see you on this flight.
Give me 15 minutes.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Let me just run it past
because the connector is always a blank show.
All his checkpoints are under 11 minutes right now, so he's still good from that standpoint.
Oh, all right. TSA looks good.
Okay,
all right,
then you're fine.
And I don't got to take off my shoes.
Well, that's true. You don't have to do that anymore.
Take your shoes off! Computers in the basket!
Don't have to do that anymore.
God, I'm not going to thank God, man. Those TSA, the guys that were doing that, me and Carl were talking about this earlier in the show. Let's take, for some people, a stressful experience, which is traveling, especially with kids.
Yeah.
And let's scream at everybody.
Sooner or later, and I don't know when they're going to incorporate it, all those liquids and stuff in your bag, that's not going to be a problem either. You'll just be able to put your bag on there. We're there already. They just haven't approved it. Hey, man, let's talk about what's going on around the league because we're getting ready for training camp. And want to remind you again, we have you covered. Falcons training camp starting July 24th through August 13th. We're bringing you exclusive on-site coverage, guys. Morning Shift, Steakhouse, Andy and Randy, all broadcasting live from Flower Branch. Mike and I will be at the Hooters at Mall of Georgia. And coverage is brought to you by Real Movers, or Mowers, that is. And also, that's the best grass in your neighborhood. And by Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. Live coverage, Falcons training camp starting July 24th. Now, before we talk about the Falcons, the big news today in the NFL is T.J. Watt got his deal. I want to go through this for a second because for everybody who was saying, hey, does anybody have a chance to get T.J. Watt? The answer was no. This is only going to happen a matter of time. It had to happen before camp. It does. Mike, $41 million per a year. It surpasses Miles Garrett's $40 million per year deal, and it sets the floor for Adrian Hutchinson, who's coming off of that injury, and of course, Micah Parsons, who we were talking about earlier in the show.
Now, I'm wondering because, you know, Aiden Hutchinson has been money, but the injury, they do happen, but I think Micah Parsons will eclipse what T.J. Watt just got because he's younger, But it was a contract that was looking like a big serious squabble there for a minute. He did have his teammate, Ironhead's son, was basically saying, hey, he's got to get to, you got to take care of him. I mean, what he means to this defense and other Steelers players. Like, guys, there's never any acrimony when it comes to the money. Guys always have guys back when you have these kind of situations.
No player's recorded more sacks in the last five seasons than T.J. Watt. He has 73 and a half during that span. His brother J.J., pretty damn good himself, tweeted out, earned, deserved, incredible. And he's getting a ton of likes on that as well because he knows what his brothers meant for the Steelers.
Right. But we always talk about age 30, kind of like the movie Logan's Run. It's kind of like the line of everybody can. Remember, you and I were talking about the same situation Hendrickson's going for in Cincinnati.
They did something, though, the Steelers don't normally do. And to your point about the age and what's going on, it's a three-year deal. So it's 3 years, $123 million. It's a huge deal, but understand most of this is paid now. It's going to be paid up front over the first 2 years, Mike. So here's the thing. The Steelers are saying, God forbid, he falls off in the next two seasons. By the time he gets to 33, if he's not producing, most of this has been paid out, and hopefully we've gotten the best out of him in the first two seasons of this deal, this extension. So it's going to keep him there through, what, 2028? But T.J. Watt, I didn't think there was any way he was going anywhere else. He will retire a Steeler, I believe, when it's all said and done. But he gets his deal, and now we'll see, you know, what this team is, Mike. Remember, Aaron Rodgers, T.J. Watt, they went out and made the trade, right?
Right.
Traded, you know, Minkah Fitzpatrick. And
picked
made
up
the
Jalen
deal.
Ramsey, yeah.
I don't know how good the Steelers are going to be, but you talk about being all in. This is all in.
Yep. They got Jonnu Smith. They picked him up in that deal. So there's a bunch of pieces that all of a sudden you're like, all right, you know, if this is the because we love Coach Tomlin, like most people. He's a very likable coach, old school guy, but he's kind of become Marvin Lewis with Cincinnati. He might get in the playoffs, Carl, but he's been doing anything the last couple of years. It's go time.
Yeah, they got to win a playoff game. Meanwhile, speaking of playoffs, I was asked today, why do we have belief that the Falcons are going to do something this year? And I get it. Mike, it's been how long since the playoffs? 7 years?
7 years.
Tampa Bay has won this division last three seasons. I mean, bottom line is you go, well, at what point are things going to turn or shift? I don't know about you, and I'm asking you guys this at 404-726-0929. I was asked this on a national interview today, and I said, well, wait a minute. It starts with number nine, but then we can start there and go around and say, hey, it's Bijan, it's Drake. But the other thing that gives me hope, Mike, as we get ready for training camp, is for the first time in a very long time, and it gets back to this T.J. Watt thing, because some of you may or may not know this. Falcons drafted a guy and had a chance to get T.J. Watt. We didn't draft him. Oh, we drafted Tack.
Yeah,
McKinley.
Been ranting about this for 15, well, not 15, but as long as that guy's been in the league. And that's why we talked about when we brought in Jeff Ulbrich. Jeff Ulbrich was one of the guys, according to D. Orlando Ledbetter, that was leaning on our personnel department to take this young man because of his familiarity with the UCLA program.
So we got that wrong, and what I'm telling you is for the first time in a long time, it feels like we may have gotten this edge thing right. We went there. We got not one, but two guys. You went and improved your secondary. And for everybody says, we got to improve the defense, got to improve the defense. And I told you guys 6 months ago, they're going to draft defense. All four picks were defensive players. You take a shot late with an offensive player, an offensive lineman, Mike, but your first four picks, your main guys that you are hoping to contribute to this football team were defense. And that gives me hope. What about you? What gives you hope that this thing is going to turn around and that the Falcons are going to do something that everybody's been saying, hey, I think this is a playoff team?
Well, for me, it goes back to, and I know I do quote this myself, and I re-quote, and I say it all the time, but 2016, that's my reference point, because that's a year where we had a dynamic offense. Now, it's a lot to ask Zach Robinson in his second year to be as good as what we had with a legendary offensive coordinator, Kyle Shanahan, and of course, that was Matt Ryan at his MVP caliber season, but we had great weapons with Julio and all the running backs and everything. I just feel you're going to score 28 points. That's going to be a benchmark for this offense. It's going to take the pressure off this young, still relatively young defense. And the other thing for me is I've got to see everything you just said is accurate. What about the guys we drafted the year before? Is Rook Arororo going to be this dominant piece on the interior of the defensive line, which allows our linebackers to do their job and create the other spaces for the guys on the edge that we drafted? We've also got, you know, Leonard Floyd, who's a veteran who's always good for 8 or 9 sacks a year. So the defense is certainly better, but it's a lot of young, untested pieces. Xavier Watts looks like a ball hawk. We talked yesterday about Billy Bowman with his teammate at Oklahoma. So you got all these young pieces, but it's still totally unproven. on a defense. And I'm not exactly warm and fuzzy about Jeff Ulbrich as a defensive coordinator. So that's going to, you know, show me state. Prove it to me. He can do the job with these, with
yeah,
these guys.
Yeah, look, I this is where I'm confident. He knows how to call defenses, and he's done that. And I think his experience trumps our last defensive coordinator who was first time on the job in the NFL.
Jimmy Lake was in over his head.
So what that's, I believe in that part of it. Using the guys in the right way and all that stuff, Mike, I'm with you. We got to see and where he puts Jalen Walker and how he uses him. All that stuff has got to be determined. But it gives us hope, and that's the main thing. It gives us a reason to say, hey, things are going to turn around. You can hit us up. Find Mike. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes and follow the radio show. Dukes and Bell 929 and this radio station at 929 The Game. Thank you for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. Mike and I have been talking today a lot about SEC. We're going to talk to Mike Griffin, get a wrap-up of SEC Media Days. Today was the final day. That's coming your way here in just a few minutes. So stay tuned for that as we'll talk dogs and much more.
And you check out the Odyssey Rewind because Squid Billy, Bo Morgan, and Sandra in on the stage. House got a chance to talk to Commissioner Greg Sankey about what the plan is, and seems like, you know, the Big Ten wants us to go to 9 games. We're not going to do that in the SEC, so it seems like there's a standoff, and we're not going to get this expanded playoff field, it looks like. So I don't know where this goes. You said there's still some wiggle room. Remember last fall, I think it was back October, November, we joked around about it. It was like Russia and Germany in World War II. They signed a non-aggression pact between the SEC and the Big Ten. But it doesn't seem like they're all on the same page right now. So we'll see where this one goes. But one thing for certain, the SEC, we believe, has the stronger schedule. Big Ten fans can chirp and go, whatever, we got our top four are better than your top four. Unless, as I said to Carl to start the program, help us, Sarkisian, you're our only hope. And Texas finally lives up to all the potential.
Yeah, it's going to be a grind, though, man. I mean, look, they've got the big road game at Georgia. Now, you could lose that game just like Texas did last year. They lost at home to Georgia and still ended up in the SEC championship game. But if you do lose that game, Mike, it's another mark on the record for Sark to say he can't go on the road and win big games. He can't win when it matters most. So when are we going to trust him? And that's what he's got to get from the fan base at Texas. It's not the talent. It's not his quarterback. We know all that. Can he put together the effort you need to win these big games? And that's why Kirby still has the edge up, despite what you might think about his quarterback or what you think this team's going to be from an offensive or defensive line standpoint.
And we're going to talk to Mike Griffith, as Carl mentioned, from Dog Nation, because after you lost two big pieces to the Texas Longhorns and their money machine, it was kind of cool to see a Georgia recruit basically go, I'm really excited to be a Bulldog. Did you know that Georgia coaches up Butkus Award winners? And he basically kind of made a mission statement for everything that Kirby was extolling about the program on Media Days on Tuesday over at the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I think, again, there are things that are put out there purposely. This was one of them. And that's fine. Young man's happy about going to Georgia. He should be. He's a stud. I think he'll be a player in the big picture of things. But this is not a normal statement. Kids are like, man, I'm just happy to be here. I can't wait to get started, blah, blah, blah. He is literally telling you how many Butkus Award winners they had. I felt like what Kirby said this week, too, and we'll ask Mike this, Mike Griffith, that is. What Kirby said this week was also purposely put out there to make people kind of understand, if you're listening closely enough, what was going on in this recruiting battle with Texas. And then they get a kid, a linebacker that's really good, and he makes this statement. And it's cool. It's sort of like doubling down, Mike, on this whole narrative that's been going on this week.
As we said, Georgia, the plucky underdogs, just trying to make their way in this landscape of pure greed and avarice. And how do you get the
greed is good.
How do you get these guys to stay? We talked about it with Chuck Smith, and you know, we talked about it with everybody this week at the SEC Media Days. How do you find that balance? Yes, you're going to have to spend to get the elite talent, but you're maybe not going to be able to spend as much as the other guy and still get that kid to come and play. Nobody's going to sit around in the depth chart.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently
with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Wait for their turn anymore. So now you're competing truly on a playing field, which some feel is tilted towards Texas, unless Sarkisian proves he can't screw it up.
I don't know if he can't. All right, we're coming back. Mike Griffin's going to join us. The latest from today's session at SEC Media Days. What did those coaches have to say, including Sam Pittman at Arkansas and his thoughts on Georgia this week? It's next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.